Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, sisters and brothers, brothers and sisters. It is I, Evangelist Vaughn. I am back again tonight. Tonight we are giving thanks to the Lord. We are just thanking the Lord for so many blessings, so many wonderful things, so many things we cannot even put our gratitude to words. For the thanksgiving that we offer up to the Lord as we give him praise. Oh, I know it's something you want to say thank you for tonight. I know it's something he has done for you today that's just out of the ordinary that you just want to say thank you for tonight. I know it's someone that you've been praying for, that you know that deliverance, that breakthrough is on the way, or the manifestation has came before your eyes today, has came past your ears today. Something in your life has broke off of you today that was holding you down yesterday. Shackles that was tight against your spirit on yesterday. Today you feel a little breathing room. You're moving around a little wiggle room. And that's the word to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Before we ask of anything of the Lord, we need to say, thank you, Jesus. Yeshua, our Abba Father. You may say, my lily of the valley, I'm thanking you. You may say, my bright in the morning star, I'm thanking you. Someone said, my comforter in the midnight hour, I'm thanking you. Hallelujah. Some may said, I went to touch my silver or my gold, but I couldn't find the release from this grief that I was holding on to. But I fell on my knees, and hallelujah, I found the release. I found that warmth. I found that presence of glory and joy. I found that comfort in Jesus. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you. We come to you with thanksgiving in our hearts, praise on our lips. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As you prepare your heart to go into thanksgiving mode, as you prepare your heart to go into praise mode, get your sword, get your spirit, get the word, hallelujah, get your pen and your paper. Remember, the word is not just for one day. This is a lifetime word. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that every time you hear the word delivered by a woman or a man of God, hallelujah, God has new things that he wants to put inside of you. Don't ever think, well, I've heard that before. I've gave him thanks before. Hallelujah. Because each time his word is brought forth, hallelujah, he said, I have something new to show you. It's a new thing I want to work in you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We come to him with thanksgiving, and we're just, the song tonight is just a simple song. It's just saying, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you because you're worthy. I love you. Sincere from the heart. Join in with me. Driving in your car. Join in with me. Laying in your bed. You don't even have to get up. Just go ahead and just join in with him. Let him know just from you to him. Just a personal thing tonight, that you loving him, hallelujah, because he loved you first. Go ahead and see your face, his eyes on your face right now. He's telling you how much he loves you. He never takes his eyes off of you. He loves you that much. Oh, sisters and brothers, we get caught up in all kind of different things. Turn away from the Lord. But he never leaves us. He never even takes his eyes off of us. Hallelujah. This is our praise time. This is our time to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. sisters and brothers, we're going to ask you to get your word, and let's turn tonight to Psalms 106 and 1. Again, we're going back to the beautiful book of Psalms, and we're going to 106, and we're going to start at verse 1. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Who can proclaim the mighty acts of the Lord or fully declare his praise? Blessed are they who maintain justice, who constantly do what is right. Remember me, O Lord, when you show favor to your people. Come to my aid when you save them, that I may enjoy the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may share in the joy of your nation. Thank you for your joy, to join your inheritance and giving praise. Just want to say verse 1 again. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Do you love the Lord? Show him your love. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just make it personal. Just between you and your God, let him know that he's worthy. Lord, you're worthy. You are so worthy. Lord, you're worthy. Lord, you're worthy. And I praise you, Lord, I praise you. How I praise you, Lord, I praise you. Just one more time, I just want to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Receive his peace right now. Receive his joy. Thank you, Jesus. Regardless of what you may be going through, what may have happened today, the news that you may have received, let's just right now, just push it aside and let's just thank you, Jesus. Because, Jesus, you are able. I know that you're able. It's nothing that comes my way that you are able to carry me through. You are able. And he said he enjoys doing favor for us. I know that you're willing. All I have to do is bring it to you. Hallelujah. What needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry all of our burdens, our sickness, our concerns, whatever it is that we're lacking for. We don't take it to the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Oh, dear Father, as we come in thanksgiving in our hearts, we ask you to reach out and touch your people. Touch their hearts, their minds. Let someone hear from you tonight, dear Father. Oh, use me, Jesus. I invite you to use me. Oh, let me decrease. And you, come on, Jesus. Increase. Hallelujah. Oh, someone is waiting to hear your word. Someone needs to feel your spirit. Oh, dear Father, I invite you to take me. Use me, dear Father, to connect with your loved ones, to connect with your children. Hallelujah. The one that's sitting high in their fancy mansion, oh, to the one that is sleeping in an alley, the one who is up doing the righteous walk, the one who is deep behind hiding to do the wrongs. Oh, dear Father, speak to your children, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, you want none to perish. Speak to your children tonight. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this ministry. We ask you to bless all the sick and the shut in. Minister Rosalind Jennings, bless her mother. Thank you for healing her mother. We brought her to you, dear Father, and the healing is bestowed upon her. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for every prophet and apostle that is called by your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for their works. Thank you for women in power, men in power, teen in power. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the works that has been done. Dr. Cooper, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We will praise you and magnify your name at the glorious works that are at your hands. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Excuse me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, sisters and brothers, what is it that he's done for you today? Sisters and brothers, how has he blessed you today? Hallelujah. He woke you up this morning. You were able to clothe yourself this morning. Hallelujah. Some of us could look around and see that our loved ones were doing just fine this morning. Let's not take it for granted. Someone didn't get that opportunity to be a part of this day, April 30th, 2008. On this side, April 29th ended it for them. Someone woke up on April 30th, but they're now no longer with us right now. Someone is right here with us today, at this hour, right now. But they won't go until the next day. They will not see May 1, 2008. They will not see the ending of 2008, April 30th. So why we have breath in our bodies, why we yet have the time, hallelujah, let's just say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My life is in your hands. My destiny is in your hands. My future is in your hands. You hold the world in your hands. and you loved me before I could even love myself. You loved us, dear Father, when we look at ourselves in the mirror and we don't even want to love ourselves. Hallelujah. But your heart reaches out and still loves us. Your joy reaches out and you're still just extending that hand. Here's your joy. Here's the joy that you're looking for. Come to me. Share a little of this joy. Let me just rub a little bit on you. Hallelujah. He's the same God that is there just saying, I know what you're going through. I know the abuse that you've been through. I know that you may have made bad decisions today. I know that you thought that that was the house that you needed to get in at this time because they offered it to you. Now you're in. You didn't get the rate that you know that you, if you had waited on the Lord, you would have got. But you went ahead. You got in. You had your housewarming gift party. Everyone has bought the gifts. Everything is fine. And now you're set up. But now, as months go by, you're afraid of being set out. Oh, God sees you. He sees your trouble. God sees your pain. That's the good thing about our Lord. That's why we come in Thanksgiving. It's never too late. We still can turn this thing over. Give it to Jesus. Let him direct your path. From this point on, I can't tell you how it's going to turn out. I can't tell you if you are going to have to give this house up and wait until God gives you the one that he has for you. I can't tell you if he's going to make a way out of this situation and everything works out just fine and you stay in this one with the interest rates that you want. Or stay in this one and be able to pay these high interest rates. Until it comes around to get the Lord. I don't know, but I know that God is waiting for you to bring even that situation to the Lord. You said, but how can I take that to the Lord? I didn't call on him. I rushed out. God said, bring it to me. I'm standing here, my hands wide open. I still have deliverance for you. I still have healing for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. I look back at my life. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that the enemy has came to kill, steal, and destroy. But I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy. I thank you, Jesus, for blocking death. Blocking death just from destroying and destruction. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for always being with me. Always being with me. I've always felt your power. I've always felt your peace. I thank you for a praying mother. I thank you that my mother knew that the importance of introducing me to you. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for even at the age of 10, when I made the decision that I just needed to be closer to you, that I just needed to be baptized and washed with the sins and covered by your anointing. I just needed to dedicate me back to you. Oh, I can hear it, sisters and brothers, just as plain and clear as if it happened yesterday. Just talking to the Lord about it at 10 years old. Hallelujah. And I can remember just feeling right now, just feeling the Lord's Spirit as he dwelled and spoke back with me. I could feel him being pleased. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I did follow my brother to the altar to join church, to get baptized. We were Tick and Tat. So when Tick went up there, I, Tat, went behind him. But we knew the Lord. We had, it was always in our home. So when we went there, it was just not just something that we was doing. We had the understanding of this is what I want to do for the Lord. I didn't know that the pathway that I would take all through my life to where I'm at now. But I tell you, sisters and brothers, it is the thanksgiving and the dedication from way back then that has kept me all through here, through the years, through the roads, through the dangerous highways, byways, through my wrongdoing, through my sinning. I never went too far that I lost the Lord. I never went too far that I would throw my morals or my values to the side. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, that he never gave up on me. Wherever I was, in whatever situation I was in, I've always been able to speak the word of the Lord, to tell somebody about Jesus. I've always been able to say, if we, whatever wrong we're doing, you know, we all need to pray. You know, we all need to ask God for forgiveness. Hallelujah. They said, Vaughn, well, what are you talking about? You always got the Lord on your mind. It's like, I know, he's always with me. He's always with me. Hallelujah. I don't care what music was playing. I don't care if I was around, surrounded by people at the club and were dancing, whatever it was, I still kept my morals, I kept my values, because I never wanted to step away from that feeling that I felt from the Lord. Hallelujah. And even as a young person making mistakes and trying to find my way in life, I can always remember deep in my spirit thinking, no, I can't make that choice, because I never want God to come back and catch me doing that. I never want God to catch me in the midst of this. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, there were plenty of things that I still, mistakes that I made. But there's one thing about them. I wasn't, just because of the grace of the Lord, he always kept me where it wasn't the same thing that I would go back and do that over and over again. If I made that mistake, then okay, let me go make a new mistake. I don't want to keep falling in that same hole, because I can see that could carry me away from my Father. That could lead me in another direction. It was things in my life that I didn't understand, but I knew even in my early 20s that as I started to have kids that this was a purpose. This kept me from doing something else, because I dove into just being a mother, dove into being a wife. That kept me out of the streets from doing something else. Because Satan had other plans for me. And I come in thanksgiving right now. I come with praise right now. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Oh, I can remember even back in high school. It was times being lied on or just petty things would just start. But I knew to ask God to, don't let me hate anyone. God, help me to remove what I'm feeling in my heart towards certain people. Remove it to Father. I never have asked that, may I just fall in love with them. I just didn't want to hate the person, because it was so easily to do. the anger would set up so bad that it would be like, you know what? I don't want to argue anymore. God, I know you know my heart. I know you know right from wrong. At a point, you get tired of fighting. You get tired of fighting every time somebody tells a lie on you. In elementary, that was one thing. If you said something, then that's what we did. Okay, we fought. But then after a while, you get to thinking, okay, you know what? What did I really accomplish? Okay. So now the person's afraid of me. It doesn't mean that they're not lying on me. They're just not doing it. They're making sure, they're trying to make sure that it doesn't get back to me now. It doesn't mean that they respect me. It doesn't even mean that they like me. As time went on and you start to get older and you get to the point of, so what? Okay, what's the need of beating up another person for what? I had to learn how to say, you know what? I'm just walking away from it. I've said what I said. This is what it is, and that's the way it is. And I had to leave it. And those steps were not easy. Not easy. Oh, it was times that I wanted to turn back and just do as I had been known to do. Well, let's fight. But each time, as life kept going, we kept moving and growing, each situation that comes up in our lives, those things in high school prepared me for my marriage. It prepared me that every time that something didn't go my way, every time that I got upset, we couldn't fight. Me and my husband weren't going to fight. We had to sit and talk these things out. We had to find another a way to smooth this over. Hallelujah. As a grown woman, I can't go around and every time I have a disagreement with my associates, my coworkers, or my friends, I can't run up and decide, okay, well, you know what? Well, this is what's going to happen. We're just going to fight. I praise God for the mentoring. Even though that I didn't understand why it was so important for me to walk away at that time, or learn how to start walking away, to learn how to start bringing it to the Lord. I know today that that was my first stepping stone. He showed me, you've done that. You've been there. You're more than that. Come on up a little higher. That has taken me all the way up to where I am today. That's what's wrong. That's why we can't find time to give Thanksgiving. Because we have people that are in their middle age now. They've lived 50 years. And they are still at this point, doing the same actions that they was doing as a teenager. So you say, well, what are you thanking God for? Well, I don't know. You know, what do I need to thank? I guess I'm thanking for waking me up this morning. I guess there's something to be thankful for. Oh, my sister, my brother, today is your day. Someone would love to see just one more opportunity for their loved one to have made it to this day. If we're here, let's give him thanksgiving. Let's praise him. Hallelujah. Let's take just a minute and you praise him in your way, however you want to praise him. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, I praise you, Jesus. I honor you, Jesus. Oh, I glorify you. I thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your spirit. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. I'm never alone. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, shandaroloshe.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise his name. Praise his name. Don't stop. You don't have to stop. You don't have to stop. Just say, thank you, Jesus. You don't have to stop. I dare you, in the midst of your struggles, just start calling the name Jesus. You can be on your job and be mistreated and just start saying, thank you, Jesus. No one has to say it. You can look the person eye to eye, and as they're chewing you out, you're just in your spirit, just thank you, Jesus. 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 I can bring this too to you, Jesus. And I thank you for the opportunity. Jesus. 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 Call him. Call on his name. Let the mighty name just rain down over that situation. Oh, and just watch it turn around. Watch the peace from you just start to flow in that room that you're in. Watch the anointing just overflow. Hallelujah. And eventually it's going to touch whatever negative thing is trying to come against you. And one touch from the Lord is all it needs. It's all it's needed. You ever run into somebody that you knew a long time ago? A year back, 2 years, 5 years, and they were just a roughhouser. They would just live by the day, live by the moment. I do what I want to do. No one can tell me what to do. Have you ever saw them live life a little bit and you run back into that person and immediately before they say anything to you, you just know that they're a new creature in Christ? You see God all over them. You see the struggles of life somewhere around there has changed this diehard. And now this diehard is praising the Lord, saying, thank you, Jesus. See, no heart is too hardened that you can't find your way back to the Lord. He's there waiting patiently for you. With open arms, outstretched arms, waiting for you, your deliverance. You ever saw anybody who told you the last time you saw them that the doctors had given up on them? You run into them months or years later, they're looking better than ever before. And before you even can say anything to them, you just see the glory of the Lord on them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You just see his divinity just glowing on them. Now it's not just them, but now you see them with their spouse. You see that troubled marriage that was used to, how are they still together? Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. He's standing there, outstretched arms. I've got your healing for you, baby. Come, my daughter. Receive your deliverance. Oh, my son, here it is what you need. You say, but I'm not for sure even how to be a man. My father was not in the household. He said, but let me be your father. Let me show you. Let me be your leader. Let me be your example. Hallelujah. Daughters, sisters, he said, I'll be your comfort. Let me teach you how to be a mother. Let me teach you how to be a friend. The best way to be a friend, to become, get a good friend, is to become a good friend. The best way to receive a blessing is to be a blesser. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't get too caught up in the world. Don't get so caught up in what you've got, what you're doing in your life. You and your four and no more, that you can't look outside of your circle and bless someone. You're looking for a healing? Go to the healer in prayer. then find someone else that's looking for a healer. Go pray for that individual. Go give thanks for their healing. Sisters and brothers, let's not get jealous when you're in your place and you feel that you're doing everything you should be, and you look and you see your brothers prospering and you're not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Brother Troy. God bless you. Thank you. Don't get so caught up in when they're getting their blessing, and I've been working on, and why are they getting blessed, and I feel like I'm not. Be thankful for their blessing. Their blessing comes in their way. What you're looking at them being jealous of, God said, I had something else different for you. I know my plans I have for you. So let's just give thanksgiving. Let's just give praise. Let's honor the Lord. Let's praise the Lord. Just like we read in Psalms 106. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Don't just praise him when you're feeling he's been good to you. Start realizing that God is good at all times to you. Don't take it for granted because you woke up this morning, whether you felt like getting up or not. Your alarm clock could have rung and went off as long as it wanted to, but without the touch of our Father, the goodness of him just touching, breathing on you. Hallelujah. You wouldn't have heard it. Thank you, Jesus, that your bed was not your cooling board. Oh, we come to you with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. And if we praise him when we consider ourselves up, then when we down, we don't have to worry about, what am I going to do? Who am I going to turn to? I called my sister, but she wasn't at home. I called my brother, but he acted like he wasn't concerned. We already know. We already know. We continue to do what we've always done. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. For he said that God is good, and his mercies, his love, his kindness, his patience, his forgiveness endures forever. Hallelujah. We need a love that endures forever. Sisters and brothers, you ever saw anyone who's praying for something? Oh, they're deep into it. And once God answers their prayers and set it in their pathway, then they don't show back up for Bible study. Then they don't show back up to help the youth. Then they can't come back out to deliver the meals to the elderly. Then they're so busy in this new car that they prayed for that they never drive it to church. They're so busy with this new spouse that they prayed for to relieve the comfort, the loneliness, that they never bring them to church. But we're on vacation. We can't come now, evangelist. But do you know the same way that it was given, the same way that they lose it themselves? We lose it ourselves because we don't bless it. We don't bless our marriages. We don't give thanksgiving for our cars, for our homes. We don't bless our children as they go into the schools. We blame the teachers for not teaching them, but we never even sent the blessing with them. We never taught them how to pray for themselves. We never taught them how to come up in thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. I honestly thank you. I thank you, Jesus, right now for all of those who won't take out time to thank you. I thank you for healing them. I thank you for going behind prison walls. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for being a comforter. I thank you for all single mothers and single fathers out there that's trying to raise their kids in your words, in your ways, in the righteous way of the Lord. I thank you, Jesus, because your eyes is constantly on them. You never take your eyes off of them. Whether they feel it right now or not, hallelujah, I know that you're blessing them.
Your plans are for them also. You have plans for them, for their children and their children's children. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for four generations of strong women just right here in my personal life, still building. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for my sisters and my brothers. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for my brother, that one particular brother, dear Father, that right now is just jumping out there to get more of you, just on fire. Hallelujah. Studying in the form of medicine and just doing that, becoming a doctor, he's just found you somewhere in there. He found out that this is not something that money can buy. This is God's doing. Hallelujah. These cells just don't come together like that. These muscles and tissues is just not by happenstance. This is God in this. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Any way you choose to bless us, any way you choose to show yourself to us, dear Father, we're satisfied. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for my mother just bringing the word, introducing us as young ages to you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's an honor. I thank you for being a mother to those who mothers walked out and didn't introduce them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for avenues such as Blog Talk Radio, such as just that you can turn on your TV and find a word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for so many young people who are running on fire, moving tradition out of the way, forgetting about the fussing and the argument in churches and all of this, but moving that out of the way and saying, I want to come straight to the source. I want to come straight to the Lord. I want to get in here. I want to make a difference. I want to leave my mark. Jesus used me. What must I do, evangelist, to be saved? What I feel I want to share with somebody. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for such time as this, for the ones you're choosing and raising up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We give you gratitude. Sisters and brothers, we have some scriptures for you. Again, we going back on what it was we was talking on last evening. Let's get these in our heart. And if it means that you've got to each day try to get in something as you go through the word, try to find something. Find something that you can repeat, you can meditate on. Put it on your postcards. Put it in your car. Hang it on your walls. Put it by your bedside. Put a word in your heart. Don't be intimidated about how many scriptures you know now. Just start praising the Lord. Just start diligently getting in his word. Before you know it, you'll remember that. Say, I know that scripture. I know where to find that scripture. That scripture helped me when I was sick that night. That scripture helped me when I was up praying over my loved one. That scripture helped me when I was trying to, people at my job was abusing and going behind my back and scandalizing my name. That is the scripture I stood on. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's get the scriptures. Hallelujah. We have a lot to be thankful for. A lot to be thankful for. Just thanking God for enduring love. Enduring love. We may find a what we call a soulmate. But have you ever thought of a soulmate that fell out of love with you? It happens. But God has enduring love. Psalms 101 and 6. We thank him for that enduring love. I thank him for that. I've seen mothers fall out of love with their daughters. Fathers fall out of love with their sons. Sisters and brothers who don't even speak anymore. Just today, we're speaking with someone, a son who has not talked to his parents or his own twin in 4 years. God bless. God bless. Praying for that family. Praying for that family. Putting Jesus over that family. And that is not just a sinner, man. This happens every day, even with the Christian, the ones who are inside the church. Show up every Sunday to a pew. Sit there. Looks very nice as you sit there. But won't even speak to your brother on the other row. Have fallen out of love because of conflict. Have fallen out of love because of jealousy. But God's love is endures. It carries on. It stretches out. It's there for you when you need it. So we thank him. We have to come to him with thanksgiving for this. We can't take it for granted. We thank God for his enduring love. It's important. Gratitude to God for his wisdom. You ever almost walked off in something? And later on you find out, whoa, this is what happened at that time. Had I not listened to the word of the Lord, if he hadn't touched in my spirit, if he hadn't given me wisdom to get away from that situation, what could have happened? Thank you, Lord Jesus. You ever heard any of the stories from the 911, the Twin Towers, and the different stories that the people that were supposed to go to work that day, supposed to have been in that building that day, but this or that, God spoke in their spirit and led them in different directions. Kept them. They didn't know at the time what the reason was. Hallelujah. I even heard one young man gave his testimony about it and never included God anywhere in it. He said, if I told myself, I made up my mind I was going to do something different. I. No, there's no I in Jesus. Jesus is in me. There's no I in God. He said, I am who I am. But it's not you, sister. It's not you. It's not you, brother. It's not you that kept you from being behind prison walls just like your friend is. It is his love. It's his wisdom. It's his mercy. It's his protection. It's his plan for you. So let's give him thanksgiving. Come to him with gratitude. Daniel 2:19. It wasn't Daniel who held the lions off. It was Daniel's love for God and God's love back to him. Hallelujah. God said, if you're there, I'm there too. We have this covenant together. We have a love covenant together. And that's where we have to be. That's where I am. That's where we stand at. Hallelujah. Do you have that covenant with the Lord? That through thick and thin, through whatever ups and downs, whoever is elected president, we still got that covenant with the Lord. We're going to be okay through it all, whatever happens. Hallelujah. Rest assured. God's love is still enduring in our lives. His wisdom is still forever in our lives.
Responsible. Good. Okay? Because I was crapped on, raped.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you. We want to also remember the keys to our answered prayer is by saying thank you, giving thanksgiving. Those are the keys to our answered prayers. Our prayers become answered when we go in thanksgiving and praise. We find the answers. We find the answers. Look at the word Philippians 4:6. Take 6 and go down a little bit with it.
Hold on to that thing. Keep on praising through your ups and downs. Keep on praising regardless of what you hear that's going on the news or whatever is going on with the candidates, whatever is going on your job, whatever is even going on in your home. Keep giving praise. Keep giving praise. The key to answered prayers, Philippians 4 and 6. And then start to just overflow. The more you start to manifest and walk in this thing, you're just become just start overflowing with thanksgiving. Your thankfulness will just overflow and overtake you. Everywhere you go, you're really thanking God. You're just not saying word, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Sister, you sneezed. God bless you. No, but your thankfulness will really start to manifest. You mean it from the depths of your spirit. And it shows. It starts to work in your life. It starts to work over your healing. It starts to work over the ones that you're around. Hallelujah. And remember, when you get touched, your cup starts to run over. All in your household's going to get wet with that anointing. Your business is going to start to prosper because it now feels the anointing as the cup overflows. Pastors, your congregation is going to start to tithe, going to start to grow into, sow seeds into the word, going to start standing on the word because they too are learning. They're getting wet from the anointing as your cup runneth over. If you, the pastor, is the only one prospering, and your congregation is not, something's wrong. Your cup haven't overflowed. You got just a small amount off in there that's only covering you. But this is something, thankfulness, that you got to teach to your people, and you got to get it in your spirit till it overflows. It runs over. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Colossians 2, verse 6 and 7. And then we got to be thankful for everything. In 1 Thessalonians, they tell us to be thankful for everything. We're thankful for our daily bread. We thank you, Jesus, for those who try to overtake us, that we learn a lesson from that, that you protected us from that. And through that all, that struggle, we came out stronger. That position that we know we deserve, that someone else took, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that now we have the strength to go on for the one that you have brought us through this even better than that. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we wait on our mate. We don't rush this thing because of our emotions. Tell us this may be your last chance. Hey, you're lonely. We wait on you. Wait on your word. We stand on it. We sow a seed on it. We thank you, Jesus, for those things. We thank you, Jesus, that while we're waiting, that we're not burning, our loins are not burning, that we're in peace. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for our marriages, that we held on strong, that we didn't give up. And now you've prospered us. And now people say, well, how, you know, you all never have, you're always smiling. You never seem to have any problems. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we put the name of Jesus on it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you that our kids are not going to the left and to the right, but, dear Father, as they make their mistakes, they're keeping their morals, their values. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for our leaders. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that we recognize that you are our shepherd. And we are your sheep. And that we never get too far behind, that we get it mixed up and start to think that we are the shepherd of our spirit. We are the shepherd of our homes. Hallelujah. Without your leading, without your guidance, we would be lost. We're just lost sheep wandering around out here. Hallelujah. Some of us wandering around in Mercedes. Some of us got Jags. Some of us got hooties.
But we're still wanderers. Without your directions, we're just out there. But we come to you with thanksgiving in our heart, with praise on our lips. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Anyone out there who don't know the Lord, you may be backslidden. You just may not be for sure. You may say, well, I think that I'm saved. You may say, I'm not even for sure what saved is. God said, your opportunity is now. Your opportunity is now. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Just read that over. Get that. It's John 3:16. You're going to find that everybody can recite it, but few people really know it. Put it in your heart. For right now, just accept the Lord. Just repeat after me. God, I accept you as the one and only God. Before you there were none, and after you there will be no more. I believe that you gave your one and only Son, and that he died on the cross for my sin and my salvation. I believe that you raised him from the dead. And I confess with my heart that there is no other besides you, and that my way to you is through your Son, Jesus Christ. God said if you have recited that and you believe it in your heart, you accept it, you believe it, and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, he said that you are saved. Whether your situation around you shows it right now, you are saved. Whether you may be in the midst of violence right now, you are saved. It's up to you now to tell self, you're saved. Regardless of what the doctors say, self, you're saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Believe that God loves. God gave. So we believe and we live. Hallelujah. Get into a Bible teaching church. Ask God to direct your path to where you are to grow, your brook. It may not be where mama or daddy went. It's not a traditional thing. This is not a religion thing. This is spirit to spirit. This is finding a relationship that the love of this relationship endures forever. This is about finding a relationship where the covenant of this relationship passes down from generation to generation to generation. What heritage are you leaving for your kids? What inheritance are you for setting up for your kids and your grandkids and your great-grandkids? What are they going to be able to tell your great-great-grandkids that you love? Why not leave them the Lord? Why not lead yourself, your kids, to the Lord so they can pass it down? What greater treasure it is. Nothing greater than the Lord. We love you, Jesus. As we leave tonight, we remind you, call in anytime. Come to the chat room. We're here nightly. We thank you, Jesus. We sing our way right back out and just praise his name. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. You are so worthy. And Lord, I love you. I adore you. And I praise you. Lord, I know you, and I love you. We
Remember, sisters and brothers, we'll be back. God bless you. Keep it on your heart. Even as you sleep, Jesus should still be with you. God bless you and keep you.
Love God loves you. Radio.